Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've got another week or so for the trade deadline in the NFL, but boy, I'll tell you what. Plenty of action yesterday, and there was a pretty good blockbuster. One kind of hung out in the wind, and everyone was trying to figure it out as earlier in the day, Marcus Peters, mm-hmm. former Chief, was traded to Baltimore, and it had come after Aqib Talib was put on the injured list. Mm-hmm. And we're all sitting there wondering what in the world is going on. And then later we find out.
It's like, whoa, right.
What is happening here? Then comes word that the Jags have worked a deal to send Jalen Ramsey to the Rams. And so it all makes sense. But two very big pieces, very talented corner pieces, changed the complexion of really three teams in the NFL with moves yesterday. It was very intriguing.
Sure hope Jalen Ramsey's back's okay. I'd hate for this. I'd hate for this trade to get vetoed because he fails a physical.
Well, yeah, I think he'll be okay.
I bet it'll come around.
I bet it'll here in the next. I bet it'll clear up quickly.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that the Rams would go all in and acquire Jalen Ramsey. His talent is undisputed, albeit declining slightly, and that's kind of. Kind of splitting hairs. He's still an excellent cover corner. But the Rams send first-round picks in 20 and 21 and a fourth-rounder in 21. And assuming they don't trade back into the first round over the next two drafts, the Rams will go five straight years without making a first-round pick.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
And I'm not a capologist, but here's what I do know. Todd Gurley makes a lot of money. Jared Goff makes a lot of money. Aaron Donald makes a lot of money. Jalen Ramsey's going to want to make a lot of money. Because of all that money tied up into the three guys and potentially the fourth guy, I guess it makes some sense to jettison your first-round picks. That was a steep price to pay. But, honestly, first-round picks cost quite a bit of money when you sign them. Mm-hmm. Did that go into the Rams' thinking? It's like, not that we can't afford first-round picks, but why wouldn't we go get a shutdown corner when maybe we'd have a hard time paying our future first-round picks to begin with?
Well, it boils down to a organizational philosophy on first-round picks and whether you can stockpile picks further down the list, which – you can if you are intelligent about the way you operate. And the feeling that you have enough pieces in place, I guess, to avoid the need for first-rounders. Now, they could trade back into the first round. Anything is possible. And we'll have to see. But that's the direction that they're going. I mean, you're talking about 5 years now, potentially, 5 years, as it sits today, without a first-round pick. It's not a death knell. It's not a death sentence by any stretch.
No.
I mean, the Patriots do fine without picking in the top 25 every single year.
Yeah,
they don't seem to be too worried about it. There are different ways that you can go. And the Rams, I think, probably perceive themselves as a team that's built, not one that they're building. So, who knows? Well, it would be pretty dangerous for some teams that are further down the rung, but the Rams were in the Super Bowl a year ago.
Well, they need to pretty much not miss on their non-first-round picks over the next couple of years,
right,
because they probably could stand to rebuild that offensive line. You think about just about everywhere else, they're set, depending on what you think of Jared Goff. But they paid him a ton of money, and so they made that bed, and they're going to have to lay in it. Same
sure.
for Todd Gurley. Paid him a lot of money. They have a really good receiving/tight end group. They have an all-world defensive line. Now they have Jalen Ramsey. They had Aqib Talib, but assuming when he comes back, you know, that's a formidable back end. Greg Zuerlein kicks the ball a mile.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, right? So
yeah, I mean, they've got all the pieces, right?
They're going all in right now, and Jalen Ramsey, over the last four seasons, has given up 51.4% completion rate, which is the third best in the NFL over that span. Although, as the nearest defender, that's kind of how next-gen stats goes when it comes to cover guys. In 2017, Ramsey allowed 47%, which is otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 51%. This year, 64%. Now, who knows
right.
how much it has mm-hmm. to do with his disinterest of playing for the Jaguars. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't all that against the Chiefs when KC went down there. He gave up a fair amount, you know, without me digging through the numbers. In my mind's eye, I don't know that Ramsey was, besides helping injure Tyreek Hill, Chiefs scored a bunch of points.
Yes,
and,
they did.
So we'll find out. But if he plays Sunday, Ramsey will be just the second non-special teams player ever to make first-team All-Pro and play for a different team before turning 25.
He's an upgrade from Marcus Peters, though.
I agree with that. And Marcus Peters is kind of like Deion Sanders when it comes to tackling people. He mm-hmm. he's not interested in that.
Loves to make interceptions.
He loves to
and he'll,
do or die.
He'll sell out to make the big play, but he's and he hasn't been. I mean, his star was probably brightest at the end of his time in Kansas City and the very beginning of his time in L.A. So, that's an upgrade. They upgraded that position.
Yeah. And
now the question is Aqib Talib, who's not getting any younger, but still is a fantastic football player. Make no mistake about it. How well he comes back, how quickly he comes back, and how effectively he comes back.
For about an hour yesterday, Chiefs fans were like, ha, guess we weren't so crazy for trading Marcus Peters after all, were we? And then it's never mind.
Yeah.
That's why they did it.
Yeah.
They got Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, they upgraded.
But
so.
They also did get an actual person for Marcus Peters. They got linebacker Kenny Young, who they liked to begin with. And then plus they got a 2020 fifth-round pick, the Rams did, in exchange for Marcus Peters. So,
yeah.
So in the midst of a three-game losing streak, Sean McVay is like, screw it. And he's done that since he's been there. He's traded for Jalen Ramsey, Dante Fowler Jr., Brandon Cooks, Aqib Talib, and he's traded away, obviously, Marcus Peters. And the last first-round pick was Jared Goff.
Yeah, and they signed him to a huge contract.
Yep.
I
that sounds like all
I
in to
watched,
me.
It is all in, and I watched Jared Goff from week to week, and I think, okay, not week to week, but, I mean, you know what I mean.
Sure.
You see him enough, and enough for me to say, wow. What is it that they see that they pay him that much? I mean, he's got one of the saltiest contracts for a quarterback in the NFL. So, and I don't see it, but, I mean, proof's in the production.
Somebody did.
So,
Yep. All right, 869-1240, if you want to talk about it. Ryan has weighed in. What say you, Ryan?
Hey, thanks for having me, Bruce and Shane.
Sure.
And as a Chiefs fan, you know, that a lot of us were pining for this to happen 3 weeks ago. But now looking at the price tag, I just think it was too much. And I'm for going all in and trying to buy a banner, i.e., you know, I'm okay with what we did in 15 with the Royals, by, you know, renting Cueto and Zobrist, and yep, what we had to pay. It was a steep price. I was happy with that because flags fly forever. But I don't think that if we were to pick up Ramsey, that he is the, you know, final piece to guarantee a Super Bowl. There's so many concerns we have on defense.
Right. They're not passing on the Chiefs. They're running on them. And so Jalen Ramsey wouldn't be able to necessarily help there, although you could hold up a little bit better on the back end, and then the pass rush can get there, blah, blah, blah. So it's not as if Jalen Ramsey doesn't help you at all. But, yeah, I would tend to agree with you. At first, he seemed like a guy to covet if you're the Chiefs, where you felt like you were just a guy or two away. But a lot of change, lots changed in 3 weeks, hadn't it?
100%. And the cost is just too much. Two first rounds, a fourth. And then not only we're going to have to pay this cat for a long – I mean, the price was just too much, and I think we just need a combination of the defense working together longer. We've still got 2 weeks where their – Veach is going to do something, but I wish part of it could be to make Frank Clark be a player. So it's exciting times in the NFL. I look forward to, you know, looking to see what the next 10, 12 weeks have in the Chiefs. Hey,
all
thanks,
right,
guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I thought that Dan Israel yesterday was interesting. I thought the most interesting part of what was, I thought, a pretty interesting 15, 20 minutes, but I thought the most interesting part was when he was talking about Frank Clark and the play that was made or not made at the goal line against Deshaun Watson on that last touchdown.
Yep.
You could tell that there was some... come on, dude, let's go. You know, we're trying to win a championship here. You got to make a play, kind of tone in his voice.
Especially
there was a little
Chris
consternation.
Jones hurt
there.
And Anthony Hitchens hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know,
mm-hmm,
a little help.
Step up.
Yeah.
A little help here. The Chiefs, and I know we'll talk a lot more about this coming up tomorrow. Chiefs are in a very interesting situation. Now, look. They may come into Denver and light the house on fire. Wouldn't stun me.
Mm-hmm.
It would surprise me at this point, but it wouldn't stun me, wouldn't knock me off my feet. And it's not like there's any secret. Broncos are going to run the ball. And the Chiefs better stop the run, because I think the Broncos defensively are good enough to make things difficult, especially in this building. Chiefs fans forget this, but Kansas City is they lose here last year. If Case Keenum doesn't overthrow Demaryius Thomas on broken coverage on a play down the sideline at the very end of the game, I'm not making things up. I saw it with my own eyes. Ball dropped right at my very feet. Wide open shot, and they generally hold them under their average pretty well. I don't know if Denver can score enough points to win this game. I don't know.
What's the weather like in a kind of unrelated topic?
It's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
It'll be perfect.
I mean gorgeous. It's going to be perfect weather.
Okay.
High tomorrow, somewhere around 78, 79.
Oh, my God.
Which will make it extremely mild and literally perfect. No wind, just a great temperature. It's going to be fantastic night for football.
Well, there you have
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. So, and looking forward to it. It's an important game in different ways for two teams right now, with different trajectories. But that can change in 60 minutes pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, all is well with Chiefs Kingdom if they come in and take care of business and get out of here 5-2, and all is well in the division again.
Yeah, get 10 days off. That'll help, too.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm with you.
Give you a chance to get healthy.
It's not a gimme. It's not like they're going to Miami.
Nope, it's not a gimme, but we'll see. All right, let's get to our Cindy O Twitter question. That is coming up next. Top of the hour, Brian Haney to talk Big 12, college football, Jayhawks, coming off an off week as we continue on this Wednesday edition. Shane and I will be back in just a moment. Chad Chambers takes us to break. This is Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.